This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Actually, I put some mystery oil in my fuel tanks this week to clean out the injectors on my Massey Ferguson and International tractors. That's a tip from Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. I'm betting most of you have heard that tip, but Marvel mystery oil and the quart bottle, comes in pints and quarts, I think. Put a pint in the fuel tank, maybe a pint in the crankcase as well. And especially if you put it in the fuel tank, it does clean up a lot of injector problems and keeps the engine from smoking. So how's that for a way to get started with advice? And by the way, if you have a diesel truck, diesel car, I mean, whatever, that stuff is very good in it. I don't know what... I've tried many times to query the people in the parts store where I go and find out what it is that's in Marvel Mystery Oil. And they tell you it's mystery oil. Because it's knowing what, they're not going to tell you what's in it. It just is there. Something pretty marvelous, though, and it does the trick. All right, so let's get to a couple of things before I introduce you to John Wesley Boyd, who is the founder and president of the National Black Farmers Association. We want to get into how the American family farmer is going to be affected by the merger of Bayer and Monsanto. As you might imagine, I'm not a fan of it, and we'll find out where he is on all of that. First, I was looking around. This program aims to address the issues, the dark clouds, if you will, that loom over farmers, farmland, American farming in general that's threatened by things like the Bayer and Monsanto merger and the big ag business coming in play here, like it is on all other fronts, all these businesses in our country that are getting merged and bought out. There are a lot of business obstacles that successful farmers have overcome. So I have devoted this program to finding solutions, finding sources of information, and presenting them to you. So there may be in any one of these lessons a salvation for problems that you have. And that's why we do this program every week. There are lots of things that come from my background as a family farmer that I throw into the mix. My comments and the people that we bring on board are aimed at one thing, and that's helping you solve problems on your farm. One of the big problems that we're having now, and this has been discussed a great deal, especially in North America, is what to do about the bees, the bumblebees. Why are they in decline? I have maintained over the course of the conversation that it's Monsanto and the things they're introducing into the atmosphere or into their products that's killing off the bees. If you go back to the late 1990s, actually, the various species of bumblebees, and there are dozens of them, were going unfettered. They were then, all of a sudden, in the early 2000s, there were people struggling to find out why bees disappeared. They just got, you got to have bees because otherwise you don't have any flowers, no pollination, you don't have any vegetables. It's just that's the way it is. And then I learned that there's a difference between the bumblebee and the honeybee. They're both, I believe, and someone correct me if I'm wrong for sure, Doug at DougSteffen.com, by the way, or you can, on Twitter, it's at DougSteffen, if I'm wrong about this. But the first focus was on honeybees and now bumblebees, but I think they both do the same thing for farmers and for you. This program is for farmers, for people who run farm businesses, and also the locavores, the lovers of the food and products that we produce on the farm. And without the honeybee, without the bumblebee, you wouldn't have anything. Honeybees live mostly in colonies and have been brought in to help pollinate crops because of the demise of the bumblebee. So honeybees are the new introduction. And I remember they were introduced on my farm like 2007, as I remember. Had them around since then. Have a new crop actually coming in this year. It's fascinating to watch them as they socialize. They're very social, beings. Anyway, but the point is that more and more bumblebees are being cultivated here because they are native to our continent, but also honeybees are being brought in to help do the job the bumblebees are able to. And I'm not even sure whether, in terms of honeybees, whether they are more resistant to some of this stuff that Monsanto is using or not. Maybe I'll ask our guest if he knows about that. But that's why bumblebees are, honeybees are coming in because bumblebees are on the decline, and bumblebees are on the decline because of the products that Monsanto uses on the foodstuffs that they're trying to get people to grow. And farmers, the big ag people, they love them because you can produce more stuff, make more money. But at what cost? That's the question. And we'll deal in that, in a manner of speaking, with Mr. Boyd, with whom we will have a conversation right after these words. The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A one-year money-back guarantee with The Wave. Ask about The Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride the Wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485 horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Coming up on 15 past the hour, Doug Steffen and the American Family Farmer, introducing you to John Wesley Boyd, Jr., who is the founder and president of the National Black Farmers Association. He got together with some other friends in 1995, fourth-generation black farmer from Baskerville, Virginia, near South Hill, Virginia. He's been chronicled by a lot of national media organizations. Was a person of the week, profiled on ABC World News Tonight. He's been in the Roll Call newspaper. That certainly is an influential paper on Capitol Hill. So, Mr. Boyd, good to have you here on the American Family Farmer. Tell us about your farm and what goes on your farm.
Well, good morning, and thank you first for having me on your show. It's a wonderful
program.
Happy to
do so. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I'm a fourth-generation farmer, and I raise 100 head of beef cattle, hay, and some other commodities such as wheat, corn, and soybeans, and some small vegetable farms, and still farm today with my father, who is now 76, but we still call him the boss, you know?
He's the boss. What do you mean you call him the boss? Right. He is the boss.
Yeah, he's still the boss. That's right. Yeah. So,
what does he think? Wait, hold on a second. What does he think of his son? In terms of your success, the attention you're doing, a lot of people may not know this, but I hope by the time we spend a half hour or so together that people know more about you. You've done a lot. You've done more than a lot of folks in an individual way, even though this is an organization. There are other groups that I support. I don't know how you are on the National Farmers Union. I like them better than the American Farm Bureau because the Farm Bureau has gone to the big guys.
Definitely for the farmers union.
Yeah, yeah. So in this circumstance, you have a group perhaps that would be considered in a group. I'm betting that Roger pays a lot of attention to you and the points of view that you bring to him, Roger.
Yes, the president
of the National Farmers
Union. The National Farmers Union has been a very good friend to the National Black Farmers Association. And we were formed because we were having such a difficult time with the United States Department of Agriculture, especially in the southern region of the United States and the Carolinas and Mississippi and Alabama, where African-American farmers complained for decades on how they were treated by the United States Department of Agriculture.
What were they doing? What was the Agriculture Department doing or not doing?
Well, based on, for example, they were throwing applications in the trash can, denying African-American farmers federal assistance to programs such as farm operating, farm ownership. And this went on for a very, very long time. And a lot of farmers lost their farm to persons on the county committee, very influential farmers on the county committee, who would find out that these farmers were having a difficult time and the government would let them purchase those farms for pennies on a dollar instead of working with those farmers and trying to keep them on the farm. So it was a lot of racial tension. I'm going to use that definition.
Yep.
Between African-American farmers and the United States Department of Agriculture. And then under the Clinton administration, by I would say the mid-90s there, we started to make some headway in the press where they started to investigate some of the things that we were complaining about for so long. And finally, Dan Glickman held some listening sessions and said, hey, you know, some terrible things have been happening to these farmers. And we filed, actually filed the same lawsuit over the past 30 years. And every federal courthouse from Texas on up the East Coast. And it was denied in every courthouse until we got to Washington, D.C. with Judge Freeman. And he finally heard the National Black Farmers Association case against the United States Department of Agriculture. And we finally went on to win that case, but it took years to get the payout. So it's really been an uphill battle.
A very
historic battle.
I'm exasperated. I knew the story.
I'm trying to tell it in 2 minutes, you know.
Well, no, but I
tell the whole thing. Yeah,
it's a damnable story, and it's the same old story. I'm a guy that grew up on a farm and still have the farm or one of the farms I grew up on in a town outside of Boston named Framingham. And, you know, I don't think about black and white. Isn't it interesting? This is a racially diverse community that I live in, and I don't tend to think of things as black and white.
Even though
Boston, my father grew up in South Boston.
Right.
And it was the most racist place you could possibly imagine, and in many ways still is. But I think people think about the cities and racism that exists there, and they don't think about the country. They don't think about problems like you're describing, where
right.
there is, you know, this sort of tension. And the obvious, especially down south, you know, say what you will, but there's a lot of ignorance in places where blacks grew up.
It's
this kind of ignorance and the fact that it was so difficult for you to root it out. That wasn't the main reason for me inviting you here, but the fact that you would tell us that story and how the National Black Farmers Association came together is, I think, an important part of understanding where you're coming from, and also for people to hear that this kind of crap still goes on in our country. It's just, you know, you want to think that we're better than that or we've come a long way, but it's the feels of, and I'm, you know, nobody will accuse me of being a bleeding heart, but what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And the government gets away with this kind of stuff, and it's a good thing you sued them and put them in their place. Continuing with Mr. Boyd in a few moments here, 21 after the hour.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to bad harvest.
23 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with John Wesley Boyd, who is from the National Black Farmers Association. This is not a program about politics, Mr. Boyd. I feel like if I were close to you, you and I know, and I'm not a drinker, but we could probably have a good conversation over near a corn.
That's right.
Something that came out of the garden that we would both enjoy, because you sound like that's you're right. On the same page as I am. This stuff, and I don't want to get bogged down on this because it gets in the way of the real mission here, but I that's did right. want to read something that was published in The Hill. That you wrote, so if you'll indulge me here, or I could make this like an episode of Law and Order and hand this to you and say, read the outlined piece of copy, but I don't know that you have it in front of you, so I'll read it. This is what Mr. Boyd wrote. Quote, earlier this year, we planted our crops, soybeans, corn, and wheat, and began feeding our spring chickens. Farmers like us have been doing this for generations. But next year, when we turn to our spring tasks again, the entire farming economy will have shifted under our feet as the result of a merger wave currently underway among the world's agricultural giants. They produce the chemicals and seeds our businesses need. When they're done, the market will be dominated by two large companies and two smaller companies. This will spell disaster for American farmers and consumers who will see food costs go up and innovation decline. That's what appeared in The Hill. So to take this apart a little bit, Mr. Boyd, I'm going to call you John if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. You please call me John.
All right. So let's take this apart. This was I just saw this on July 10th, so this is pretty fresh stuff. I talk to a lot of farmers on this program they love this stuff because it does allow them to grow more and they can sell more, but they don't see, and I don't mean this as a criticism, but it's sad because they're not looking down the road at the stuff that you're looking at down the road.
Yes.
It's now, we all, like corporations only think about 6 months out, all right? President of a big company, got to make sure the profits are there so that the stockholders are happy the next report. But they're not thinking ahead. And you look on Facebook, I have friends, we get onto this stuff all the time about two things, these sorts of things and vaccinations that are anathema. You know, there's too many of them. Some of them are good, but most of them aren't. And the same thing is true here. Some of the things that Monsanto has done are good, but most of the stuff isn't. It's good short term, maybe for a little while, but when we wake up to what is being done, God knows if it's going to be too late or not. What do you think? I don't want to be on my pulpit all day.
I think it's going to be too late for the American consumer to find out what's going on. And that's the bigger picture here, you know, where you have Monsanto and Bayer coming together and DuPont Dow deal that's already done.
Yep.
Those two companies in itself control pretty much supply of corn, seed corn, and soybeans, which are probably the number one and two commodities here in our country. You know, their farmers plant in abundance.
Yep.
And what that does is there's no more conventional seed. You know, I would like to be able to walk into my local dealer, seed dealer here in South Hill, Virginia, and purchase a conventional seed that's readily and available enough for me to plant 300 acres.
All right, here's the story.
That's not real.
No, but here's what let me give you a little. This is for everybody. We're in solving problem mode here. And I have bought my seed corn, although I don't have 300 acres. I normally plant 30 to 70 acres of corn for my cows. And I use open pollinated seed. And I just saw, there's a place in Pennsylvania I get it, and in Ohio, and in Illinois, and I think Indiana. There are three or four places. So I just I saw an ad in one of my trades for 84-day open pollinated seed corn for $59 a bag. That's why we'll talk about this in a second. One of the reasons Monsanto doesn't want you to buy this stuff is how much it costs. We'll continue in a moment here.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Smelling all that good fresh air on the farm. Good stuff. As long as you're not around some one of those big, huge dairy farms in the southwest, you travel down the 10 and 10 miles out from El Paso or Albuquerque or any of those towns where they have 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 cows on a feedlot. You can smell the manure 10 miles away. Have you ever taken that trip? John Wesley Boyd is here. Say again?
I said, yes, I have taken one of those trips.
You know exactly what I'm talking about then, right?
Yes, it's not healthy.
It's horrible. The stuff they produce. Can you imagine? I'm a dairy guy. I don't know if you knew that or not. I'm a cow, a Jersey guy. And I've been around cows all my life. And I have had, at one time I milked a couple of hundred cows, but it was too many, too much for us and too much for me. I'm just raising Jersey dairy replacement heifers now. But I milked And I've grown up milking cows and had people around. Hard to find people to do it these days.
That's right. And
the markets are so ridiculously bad. I was selling raw milk. Listen to this. I'm outside of Boston where, you know, this is the part of the country where this is really valued. I was getting $11 a gallon for my raw milk, and I still couldn't make things pay.
Wow.
So can you imagine how these guys that are selling milk for what amounts to 1/8 of that, really? I mean, that's why there are so many cows. But yeah, what at the end of the day, what do you have? You have nothing that has any quality attached to it. Nothing.
That's right. So, that's right. Right. Take away the quality.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back to what we were talking about before. You were making, for those who are just joining us, Mr. Boyd, the president of the American Black Farmers Association, National Black Farmers Association. By the way, their website is nationalblackfarmersassociation.org. The approach you took to getting recognition correction for all of the yensing, you know that term? That's a Yiddish expression. Yensing means getting screwed by the government and because of the color of your skin. So now we have the same approach perhaps that could be used, I don't know, against Monsanto and or more specifically Bayer. But I was getting to the root of the problem. I was telling you about the open pollinated corn that I buy for $59 right. bucks a bag. The stuff that you buy or others who are buying stuff, you want to buy what I buy, but Monsanto and that ilk, they want to control the seed for the same bag of corn, they want $100 more for it. Right?
That's exactly
what'd you pay for the last bag of corn that you bought?
Oh, man, it's $200.
$200. So they want to
looking at yes for a bag of corn seed, you know.
Yeah.
And you know what that used to cost in the '90s.
Yeah.
You know, $30. You know.
$30. And
so now you're gone from that, and it's because these big companies take away the choice and the freedom to farm for the American farmer, where you walk into that local dealership. The dealer takes you through that warehouse and they say, John, we have this amount of seed available to plant your crop, to plant everything you have. We got this seed over here, and this seed costs this and this. A conventional seed for the listeners is not readily available in local seed stores around the country because of what these big companies have done, you know, paying bonuses to these local dealers.
Yeah.
So a lot of people say, you know what, why don't you guys just go on the Internet? And many African-American farmers, most of us are over about the age of 60 or so.
Yeah.
These guys are not going to be on the Internet pricing seed and driving hours away or states away to get seeds. Mm-hmm. So I want the listeners to kind of visualize that. You're talking about a farmer who's been farming all his life. He's going down to his local town, and he's going to purchase the seed that dealer says is readily available to plant his crop.
Yeah.
And that seed now is that Monsanto seed and that Dow DuPont seed has just taken over the world.
Yeah.
And it's bad. It takes away the choice, and it takes away American history, where the farmer always owned his seed. He can take 3 years germination and go out to a seed bin and clean some seed down at the local mill and come back and plant that crop again if he really wanted to, you know, with a soybean seed. They have taken away the freedom to farm by saying they own a seed because they put some trade in it. And how many years do I have to pay for that same research? I mean, that's the issue here. And it's really taking advantage of farmers who are not savvy enough to fight back.
That's it. You see, I gave you the example of what I do. I don't care.
Right.
I'm not the local seed dealer around me. I got to drive 40 miles to get there anyway. So I'd rather buy it from people that I know, pay $59 a bag for it, and have it shipped here, even though it maybe cost me $10, $20 a bag to ship it. I know I have a seed that I own, and those guys don't own it, and I'm never buying anything from them because they don't own me, and they're not going to own my seed. But as you've suggested, so many people go down that road, and the older people don't go on the Internet, and they don't surf around, they don't look and investigate and Google the stuff. So what's the approach here? Let's talk about what it is that this is a $59 billion deal. And the down the road, I said that we have a real problem because we're thinking in the now, and farmers like making profits in the now, but pretty soon they're going to owe their souls to these damn guys at Monsanto and Bayer and Dow. So what do we do?
we have to start fighting back. And the first thing we need to do is really lean on our members of Congress and the members of Senate to hold hearings on this. I mean, at the basic bottom line, the American people deserve a fair hearing to hear how these companies are trying to come together and what and how it's going to affect the farmers and the communities. We haven't even had a hearing under this new administration either on none of these mergers. And that's because we have, if you turn on the news right now, there's nothing on there about farming. There's nothing on there about agriculture, nothing about food. Issues that we need to hear about, you know, we barely can get an issue like this out in the American public so the American people can help decide whether this is a good deal or bad deal. The media has taken that away from us. So it's people like you, you know, who has the right side of the issue that wants people to hear the facts about these kind of mergers and how they affect not only farmers but the American people. And that's what has to happen. We have to lean on our members of Congress and Senate and say, listen, why haven't we had a basic hearing about this merger and how it's going to be affect us in the future?
All right.
I think so, that's the quickest way to start on it.
Your group sent a letter to Representative Conyers, who's chairman of the House Judiciary Committee on this. What kind of response do you get from him?
I haven't had a response yet. We haven't had a response.
Surprise.
And I would like to hear from Conyers, who I've certainly been knowing for decades.
Yeah.
And others, Bob Goodlatte and some of these other, you know, Bob Goodlatte is from my state, but he hasn't done anything on this issue.
Yeah.
I mean, and
well,
I had a meeting with him, you know, a few weeks ago about it. Staff listened, but nothing has happened thus
far. So I'm going to say something that's not going to make me very popular, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's the it's the elephant in the room. Back to the business of being black, being a farmer, and respect. And so in this circumstance, the fellow who's Secretary of Agriculture, and I've been, I don't know what to think about him, Sonny, what's his name, Pruitt,
Purdue.
So what do you think, what do you know about him? At first I thought, oh my God, this guy's horrible, and then I sort of started nosing around at some of the things he's done and was doing, and I became optimistic about him, but I don't know what his, you know, he's a guy from Georgia. And let's face it, the guys in Georgia are not always that prone to liking, unless you're Jimmy Carter, to liking the black guys. So,
well, that's true, too. And I knew Mr. Purdue long before he switched parties and became a Republican. He used to be a Democrat.
Yeah, what's his story? What do you think of him?
Well, he switched over, and I think he, you know, done it for political gain. That's what I honestly believe. But back then in the day, he wasn't, you know, a bad politician. We haven't had a sit down meeting with him yet, and I'm waiting to hear back on our request. We have requested a formal meeting with the new secretary.
You know what?
That hasn't happened yet.
Here's trouble. When you get a meeting, with him, if you want to invite me to come, I'll come and I'll either be a fly on the wall or I'll participate. You can tell me, but if you want to invite me, I'll go to the meeting with you,
okay.
And I'll just kind of sit there and listen or not. You can tell me what you want me to do, but I think it would be an interesting exercise.
I bet it would too.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, hold on a second. We're going to pause, and we'll continue for a few more minutes. John Wesley Boyd, a fascinating story. How many of you even knew there was a National Black Farmers Association? 43 past the hour. If you're hiring on your farm, you're looking for the best person, the best candidate, the best farmer, the best mechanic, whatever it is that you need talent. And I'm betting that Mr. Boyd on his farm has really good talent, and I'm betting that you on your farm have good talent. But when there's an opening, I'm going to suggest a way for you to fill that slot. ZipRecruiter is free when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost your circulation, your energy, your stamina? They exist. And at the top of the list are beets, loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina. There's no fake energy drink here. We're talking about super beets. Super beets. Exciting information from the folks who created this wonderful. Actually, Mother Nature created super beets. Yeah, grow them, come from non-GMO beets. They're cooked. They're dried lightly, and then they're powdered, so the dietary nitrates are protected, getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Super Beets. Doug likes Beets.com. Good place to start. Or 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Or order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
47 after the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with John Wesley Boyd from the National Black Farmers Association. Somebody, my father always used to say to me, thinking small isn't always a bad thing. Small farms or smaller farms, the quality of what comes out, whether it's produce, whether it's whatever it is, the attention given, even though, yeah, it's neat to be able to buy a lot of seed and grow a lot of stuff and sell a lot of stuff, at some point that's all going to break down. And that's kind of what we're talking about here, getting to the higher-ups and have them understand that it's the future we're talking about, not the now. Now, even though I'm a great believer, I don't know, Mr. Board, if you know the philosopher Tolle, T-O-L-L-E, who writes basically about the now. Forget about the past. You can't do anything about that. Future is to be determined. So what are we doing now? And that's the way these guys think. And so, you know, it's hard sometimes to argue. But if you think about the fact that you eliminate all the farmers, hello, where's the food going to come from? Duh.
That's right. And that's where I am. We should be creating more family farmers and not putting them out of business with the high cost of these seeds, where today, you know, a few weeks ago, a bag of Roundup Ready seeds is $61 a bag, you know, fully dressed with all this stuff that they said needs to be a maximum production and harvest. $61. Yeah. I could buy that same seed in the 90s as a conventional seed for $9.
Yeah, right. And it's gone up appropriately depending on what you want. As you said, the local guy wants $200 a bag for what, you know, what you and I could use. I hope you will go to one of these guys. The hell with the, I mean, we, at least for now, go to the open pollinated places. I'll be happy to send you numbers. You must have been able to find them anyway.
That's right.
And go there. But yeah, standing up for not only what's good for you, but you're looking at the greater good. The bigger picture is, what are people going to eat? And there are plenty of locavores who support what we're doing. But, you know, the average person, you ask a kid, where's the corn come from? It comes from a grocery store. What do they know?
And that's the other issue. That's what I was trying to say. We have to find a common way to introduce this massive issue, this massive problem, where it's going to be a conglomerate controlling one or two seed companies, controlling all the seed in the world. We have to be able to make that a visual effect for the average everyday consumer.
Yep.
And we have to be able to do it, you know, within a minute. And that's very, very difficult. And that's the problem that we're facing.
Yep, I agree with you. All right. Well, Roger Johnson at the NFU is going to help for sure. And I want to, the people who are buying this stuff, they're not going to put up with this. And so sooner or later, they'll have their way. Because when you tell people what they can and can't eat, I mean, that's where the revolution begins. When you tell people you can't have this kind of food, that isn't going to work. John Wesley Boyd, my privilege and pleasure to have had you on here. And I'm not kidding. You get a meeting with Purdue, I'll go with you. 10 before the hour, American Family Farmer.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable? Your parents are vulnerable. And yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Now 53 after the hour, American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. In a moment, a soliloquy, if you will, maybe a scenario that came into my mind. I was thinking about what happens if some of these rights activists were given absolute power over farms and farm animals. Have you ever thought about that? Let me go through what it would be like in my imagination anyway, right after these words.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit cards, that you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions, and that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
55 past the hour. So, this program is all about strategies to help keep your farm afloat. So whatever I bring into the surface, whether it's with someone who's an expert or someone who's had experience, that's my aim. And it's the only program on the air anywhere, whether it's on a podcast or whether it's on the radio, that takes that approach to our food rights, what you deserve, what you're going to get. So I was I was having a conversation with a friend of mine about tough choices and what happens if a lot of these animal activists got absolute power over your farm. They've done a lot of good and they've done some bad. But think about it. Just use your imagination. They could choose to take all of the animals away from you and put them in a wildlife preserve. There are some people who just think that cattle ought not to be something that humans consume. The greedy carnivores, they're referred to by some. Well, I don't eat my meat, but I certainly am a dairy guy. I love milk and cheeses and ice cream, and I want to have the right to do that. But there are lots of questions about some of these trade-offs, because there is a consciousness that is appropriate to the health and well-being of animals, in my opinion. Should people remain responsible for feeding the animals, or do they, if you've brought them up on your farm and just let them loose to breed or whatever, and they go out into the, just onto some government land, let's say, how do they survive? If they're used to being fed by us as farmers, who feeds them? Right? Think about that. Natural diseases, do they run their course? Or do we intervene? If two bulls are fighting, should they be stopped before one of them is hurt? What do we do with a wild bull that gores a human being? So, I'm not here to take a shot at the animal rights activists with my questions, but I think it does point to the fact that regardless of whether we eat meat or we don't eat them, they're there, we drink their milk or we don't drink their milk, farm animals are dependent on humans for the most part. And so the abolition of livestock as property doesn't make the choices easier unless the definition of abolition means the complete extinction of farm animals. That is, the end of beef or other animals, sheep or goats or chickens or whatever. And so I wonder sometimes how much animal rights activists think about this. There are those of them who are abolitionists. They believe that livestock needs to be liberated. I don't know whether that's possible with what we have now. I believe livestock need to be cared for. I treat my cows like they're sacred, frankly. Not a lot of people treat their cows the way I do, but I think it's having respect for the same respect you have for human beings, you need to have for the animals. That doesn't mean just let them run. That's not respectful at all. That's the spell the end for a lot of them that are dependent on us. Food for thought on the American Family Farmer.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.